steady 270.
Right 10 degrees, rudder. Steady 270, aye, sir.
All ahead 2/3, make turns for 8 knots.
All ahead 2/3, make turns for 8 knots, aye, sir.
Sonar con, make a sweep around, report all contacts.
Make sweep around, report all contacts, sonar on.
Rudder is right 10 degrees, answering all ahead 2/3, sir.
Very well, Mr. Skinner, bring her up to 150 feet.
150 feet, aye, sir. Make your depth 150 feet, 10 degree, up bubble.
150 feet, aye, sir. 10 degree, up bubble, aye, sir.
Sonar con on. No contact, sir.
Very well, better make sure radar's ready to go.
Aye, Captain.
Hope we get a nice day out there, Cap.
Why not?
Well, XO, after 11 days, 9 hours and 8 minutes, I pronounce this lady 100% checked out.
You're getting a good boat, Dave.
I'll drink to that.
Steady on course, 270, sir.
Very well. Diving officer, prepare to surface.
Aye, sir. Prepare to surface.
Rig for red.
Prepare to surface. Prepare to surface.
Hey, who's going to bring the captain a cup of coffee?
I'll drink to that, too.
Feeling. Taking her home for the last time.
We're sure gonna miss you, son.
Thanks. Too bad they can't overhaul me, too. Chug along up here 12 knots. Get into New London for lunch. Lieutenant, you have the con.
Yes, sir. Lieutenant Murphy here. I have the con. Captain leading the bridge.
Bridge radar. I have contact 6,000 yards and closing on course 180, 12 knots.
Radar, bridge. Can't see a thing. Dense fog at that bearing. Notify me 3,000 yards.
Du kan reparera.
Ja, väl.
Kapten, vi har mest ett radar. Ska vi inte stoppa ett lärarfärret?
Nej, Olav. Vi var sjö med länge får vi vara lite i kör. Vi var bara i New York.
Oh, Caruso went to tell him there's a fight in the galley.
That ought to bring him down.
Okay, Mac, he's coming up. Come on.
I said vanilla.
I said despacio.
I said vanilla.
Despacio. Hey! What the hell do you men think?
Oh, for Christ's sake.
I'll have your ass for this, Caruso.
I am not only obeying orders, sir.
Yeah, that's right, Dave. We just wanted to do that. How we feel about you.
I gotta say, getting you this boat for your first command is one of the few smart things that computer ever did. You've been a
Good exec, you'll make a hell of a skipper.
Hey, hey, let's hear it, let's hear it.
This is, yes, from all of us.
I'm gonna jump at me, is there?
Oh. Yeah.
Well, for a fellow who's never been at a loss for words, I'd just like to say that I'm at a loss for words. I know just how to break this in, though. Mm-hmm. Monday, I'll go pipe the new squadron commander into a swivel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, hey, hey, hey.
You bought her out, eh? What she do? She grabbed you, man.
Your companion.
Helm Bridge, come right to course 315. Captain, to the bridge.
Well, just as a way of sort of wrapping this all up, man, I just want to say to...
Captain, to the bridge. Gangway, Roberts. Let's go ahead and get a fix, Larson.
Aye, sir.
Soundings, please.
Soundings, aye, sir.
Put the low-pressure blower on all the main ballast tanks for 10 minutes.
Thanks, fellas.
Sup? Captain, we got a contact at 315 degrees, 3,000 yards on course 270. That's a collision course with us. I've come right to 315.
That ought to take us well astern of him.
Range? Radar bridge. Range to contact Alpha.
Got a ship out there doesn't know the rules of the road.
Bridge radar, range 1,000 yards and closing. Contact Alpha has turned to new heading 135.
Captain, he's...
I know. Helm, bridge. Right full rudder, all ahead full. Sound the danger signal.
Aye, Captain.
Jesus Christ, he's on top of us.
All ahead flank.
Captain!
Put it for us!
Come stable, stable!
Engine room. Can you hear me?
need to report from the engine room.
Trying, sir. No answer.
Main engine room. The car. Can you hear it? Main engine room. Acknowledge. Main engine room. Acknowledge.
270 feet.
Blow main ballast tanks. Blow safeties. Blow auxiliaries.
Blowing all ballast tanks.
Full dive on bow planes. Try to get her leveled off.
Full dive on bow planes. Aye, sir. Bubble. Can't control our depth, sir.
Secure blowing. Kill that horn.
Blowing secured.
What's the depth under us?
10,000 feet, sir, with drop-offs down.
Jesus.
Harris.
We crush at 1,200 goddamn feet.
Stow that crap, sailor, now.
Depth 800.
Get up a radio signal.
We tried to, sir, but we may have been too far under.
Fathometer's reading, a ledge or something.
How deep?
I can't tell, sir. We're sinking too fast.
1,300 feet.
We're going to hit it.
We're going to bottom out, grab something, and hold on.
Sir?
I guess not. 1,450 feet. They really built this baby. Thank God.
God and General Dynamics. High pressure air system holding?
Air holding, sir.
Have engineering check it and put a watch on it.
Yes, sir.
I gotta find out how bad we're hurt.
Sir!
Get him up forward. Visual check on that, Chief.
Aye, sir.
Get Doc in.
He was aft. Sir, along with Mr. Kelly, Fraser.
All right. Get Page then. Anybody. We got people hurt in here.
Aye, sir.
This is the captain. We're bottomed out on a shelf here at 1,450 feet. Looks like we're hurt pretty bad, but our hull is holding.
The reactor's shut down. Our engine spaces may be flooded, but we have battery power for most systems, including air.
Whoever hit us must have radioed. So by this time, Norfolk has to know what's happened. Help's probably already on the way.
So what we do is sit tight till they get that rescue vehicle down on us, then all take an elevator ride.
That's all for now.
Dave, I thought congratulations, Skipper.
Looks like the Neptune. She was the only sub in that area.
What's the closest thing you've got to her?
An LST, NASA. She's about 50 miles east of the collision point.
Well, move her in there.
Aye, aye.
Hello? What? Oh, just a minute.
Barnes?
Sir, this is Sinclair Fleet Duty Officer.
At 0532, a Norwegian freighter rammed a sub 60 miles east of New London.
Sub which sank following collision. Believed to be Neptune.
Yeah, Bennett.
I need you on the double. Gray Lady down.
One of yours.
10 minutes.
Listen to the missing sound.
Good God.
52. It's more than
I can read.
Sorry, sir.
Easy.
Hey, Captain,
report on damage.
All right, Chief, let's just see what we got up forward first.
I've put Page in charge, sir.
Fine.
He's the closest we've got to a medic.
And we're lucky to have him.
Thank you, sir.
Well, how you feeling?
Pretty good, sir.
Yeah, that's a professional job.
Nothing to that.
Do you have any idea who hit us, Captain?
No, not a clue.
I'd sure like to break his ass.
I'll hold your coat. Let's have a look at your patients.
Up this way. I got most of the serious injuries up here.
Well, I think you can handle it all right.
Well, sir, I can handle the stitching and I can handle the broken bones. But we got 3 head wounds up here. And Richards is no good at all. That ice pack's about all I can do for him.
How bad is he?
Can't tell without x-rays. These men need to get to a hospital, but fast.
Yeah, well, do the best you can. We really need you.
Yes, sir. Captain, some of the men have asked for tranquilizers.
Oh, just don't get my crew stoned on me.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Chief.
Let's have it. Here, sir. We took it real hard in the stern, sir. Split right through, I guess. All compartments were flooded. But the bulkheads are holding. This far down, don't ask me how. And most of our air system is still intact, too.
Most of it?
One of our purifiers is out, sir.
41 men exhaled a lot of carbon dioxide.
Well, we'll be okay for maybe a day and a half.
We just won't be down here that long. Where's the storekeeper?
Hanson?
Yes, sir.
How are we fixed for food?
Oh, we got plenty of food, sir. We got 100 chicken fricassee, 300 lime jello.
Yeah, I didn't ask for a menu.
No, sir.
Just give the men whatever they want, whenever they want it, huh?
Yes, sir. Okay, fellas, coming through.
We have to assume they're somewhere in the area of that canyon.
Right, sir. Now, if they've landed in the canyon, it's all over. But if they've landed in the neck of it...
Can we get them out?
Maybe, sir.
What do you mean, Ben?
Have a look at this. So happens I'm fairly familiar with the area. We've done sonar testing here. Sinking old cars and tracking them all the way to the bottom.
Thank you.
Ah. Here's the neck of the canyon. As you see, it's shaped like a trench. Hopefully, Neptune is located somewhere in this area. But, Admiral, notice the slope of that trench.
It's nearly vertical.
Which causes gravity slides. They're frequent and they're very severe. Even if she has bottomed out in this area, one large slide and it's a 2-mile ride to the bottom.
Colonel Nassau arrived there?
Not for a couple of hours, Admiral.
I want you to take charge of search and rescue, Ben. We've got an aircraft waiting for you.
A DSRV will be flown to New London. Should meet you about mid-afternoon. Hopefully, by then, you'll have established some kind of contact. Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
The car is at the entrance, sir.
I'll be right there.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Liz, it's Neptune.
Is Paul all right?
I don't know. I'm on my way there now myself. Listen, do me a favor, will you? Tell Vicki Blanchard yourself.
Before they officially... Of course.
And Liz, tell her, whatever it takes, we'll get him out of there.
Any station, this is Neptune. Over.
It's getting a little thick in here. How are you coming with that purifier?
Forget it.
Caruso.
Sir, number 2 air purifier, non-fixable, sir.
Get lost, Caruso.
I'll fix him one shot, I told him.
Any station, this is Neptune. Neptune, over.
Captain, Page needs to see you, sir.
Yeah, right. Keep calling, Caruso.
Any station, this is Neptune, sir? Over.
Recheck the hatches, Chief.
Aye, aye, sir.
Where's Page?
Up there, sir.
What's up, Page?
It's Richard, sir. I think he might go, sir. You want me to move him away from the others and me? What do you want me to do if he goes?
Cover him up.
Fowler's coming to the control room, sir.
Yeah, I know that. Where'd you learn to play the flute like that?
It's home, sir. Not easy. Find a flute teacher in Nashville.
They're pretty big on guitars down there, I guess.
Do you think, Frank will ever get home again, sir?
Hell yes.
My folks, I'm like their fair-haired wonder. Annapolis and all. They're playing people. They're just very proud of me, sir.
And they're not going to lose you, Danny.
Yet, sir.
Keep trying. Come.
We're still tight, sir. Found this, sir.
Give me about 5 minutes, then ask him to come in here, will you?
Yes, sir.
Hey!
He's down, isn't he?
Any station, this is Neptune, over.
Oh, Dave. It goes with a ship and a crew.
Yeah, so they tell me.
All yours, Skipper.
Oh, wait a minute.
We didn't have to surface,
Dave.
But you just wanted to ride into port up there. Everybody look, Captain Friendly on the bridge for the last time. It's the last time, all right.
Now, look. You can either take a couple of aspirin and quit the bullshit or get yourself into sick bay. I don't want any more...
Any station. This is Neptune. Over. Any station. This is Neptune. Over. Any station. This is Neptune. Over.
That's between us and the ocean.
Pressure on it must be unbelievable.
600 pounds per square inch, about 4,000 tons.
Built-in safety factor or not, we're pushing our luck in here.
Look at that.
It could give way any time, sir.
Shouldn't we evacuate the control room, sir?
We can. We need it there.
Captain? Station calling Neptune, say again. You're very garbled and barely readable. Over.
What have you got?
Contact with the surface ship, sir. The signal is very garbled, and I didn't get most of it, but I did hear Neptune.
Stay on.
This is Neptune. Over. Come in, anybody. Is anybody up there? Over.
This it. We reached mission. Your fix is it.
Nassau. It's got to be Nassau.
Nassau, this is Neptune. Do you copy? Over. Nassau, this is Neptune. Do you copy? Over. Nassau, this is Neptune. Do you copy? Over.
Neptune, this is NASA. Over.
Nassau, this is Neptune. Are we ever glad to hear you?
What's your exact situation, Paul?
All compartments aft of the control room appear to be flooded. The bulkheads holding, the reactors shut down. We're on battery power with
90% capacity. We have adequate air for 36 hours.
41 men accounted for. Several casualties, some critical. Over.
What is your exact angle and depth? Over.
1450 feet, down 9 degrees with the stern, with a 10 degree starboard list. Over.
Roger. Paul, we have an approximate fix on your location. A DSRV is en route.
Estimated time of arrival, 1400. Over. How's your crew holding up, Captain?
Just fine, sir. I think we'd all like to get word to our families.
I understand. Have one of your men prepare a list of survivors. I'll take care of it right away. Over.
Roger. Out. Now you can let it out. Everybody out of the control room except necessary personnel. The XO? Here. Aye, sir.
All personnel not actually on watch, leave the control room. All right, fellas, everybody out.
Phillips?
Sir?
Do you see any problems with the DSRV here?
None so far, sir.
No, sir. Any problems?
No, sir. We can operate on any angle up to 50 degrees. Fortunately, the Neptune is only listing 10 degrees, so we can attach without any problem, sir. This matches up with the sub's forward escape hatch. Sea pressure will keep us seated on her, allowing the hatches of both vessels to be opened.
And... Bloom, I don't need the whole lecture.
Yes, sir.
What about the current, Phillips?
Look, this is the location of the sub, sir. We have a fairly strong current in that channel, 1 to 3 knots.
Weather forecast?
Clearing, sir. Seas 3 to 5 feet.
Uh-huh. Thank you, gentlemen.
You know, Chief, I don't know if he's very smart or very dumb, but I think he's gone to the boat.
You put your gloves on, boss.
Here comes.
Oh.
Oh.
I'll catch that mother of my name, ain't?
Oh, stop being so aggressive.
Hey, I think I'm gonna throw up.
Did somebody ring the dinner bell up here?
Nassau, are you still reading us? Over.
Roger.
We've had a gravity slide here, severe gravity slide. Get Captain Bennett on the horn.
Hello, Neptune. This is Captain Bennett. Do you read me? Over.
Roger. Read you loud and clear.
We must have had an avalanche down here. I don't know what's on top of us.
All right, Paul, listen to me carefully. We've got to know how much of your hull is covered, particularly the escape hatch. Make a manual test.
Pete, manual test. Over.
Roger. Out.
Let me have a big bandage out of that case. Cover him up good.
Covered up, sir.
Keep your fingers
Situation understood, Paul. Informing Norfolk immediately. Paul, I promise you, we will find a way to clear that hatch.
Roger.
Out.
Oh, yes. We will find a way.
Gentlemen,
okay.
I'm Bill Williams.
Excuse me.
They're all here, Mr. Secretary.
Fine.
Gentlemen, will you come in, please?
Mr. Secretary, Admiral Barnes.
Hello, Admiral. It's very good to see you.
General. Captain Skinner.
Captain Skinner.
I wouldn't have called you away, Admiral, but I feel it's imperative that we all be briefed on this.
Yes, please,
sit down.
I understand the ship is resting now below its crush depth.
Yes, sir, it is, but the hull seems to be holding.
How much deeper can she go and still survive?
Who can say? A few hundred feet might finish her.
If that happens, what are the chances of a nuclear accident?
Crushing will not cause a nuclear accident, sir.
There will be no radioactive seepage. The system design will not allow that to happen, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen. How much time do we have?
Maybe 30 hours. If nothing changes.
What do we have that will clear that hatch, Bill?
Well, we have a small submersible that...
It's a little bug, but it might just do the job.
It was developed on a shoestring budget, but the man that designed it claims it'll do most anything.
It has an arm, and I believe it's television equipped, isn't it?
Well, yes, I think so.
Well, nevertheless, it's supposed to do a lot of things, and clearing the Earth out of that escape hatch could certainly be one of them. But let me emphasize, sir, it's still experimental. It's called the Snark.
Can we get it?
Absolutely. Well, that is, if the Secretary will authorize it. And I think Don Gates should go along with it. He's the young captain who's developed it.
All right, I'll authorize it.
Just did what we all felt like doing.
Yes, sir.
Take it easy.
Hey, Captain. Captain, may I speak to you a moment, sir?
What's up?
Is that, whatchamacallit here yet?
Not yet. It should be along any time. Lieutenant Fowler's going to help you figure out a procedure to get these people through here to the escape hatch.
You think it can dig us out, sir?
Captain Bennett thinks so.
Do you think so, sir?
Yeah, I do.
Tom Shack?
Aye, sir. Right this way.
Mickey?
Sir.
Everything working okay?
Yeah. You want to set this up?
Certainly. Excuse me. These will have to go. Here, take these.
We don't have power yet. Okay. What I need is 110 AC.
Yeah, right over there, Chief. TV monitor, talk back. This will be able to see everything the snark can see. Get this set up, and before you know it, you and me will be down at the bottom of the sea with that submarine.
You betcha.
Captain Gates. Captain Gates?
I think we'll operate more efficiently if we bear in mind who's in charge here.
Yes, sir.
The Snark is a two-man vehicle, is that correct?
Yes. I work it with Mickey here.
This is Lieutenant Bloom, Gates. You'll be working with him today.
What?
Have a good look at the controls on that thing before you go down, Bloom.
Aye, sir.
Just a minute.
Captain Gates.
Lieutenant Bloom is a submersibles expert. He's one of my team here.
This is a unique vehicle. There are no experts. There's me and Mickey. He planned it with me, built it for me.
Sir, you see, look, Captain Gates, this is not a town meeting. I said you will take Bloom. He knows these waters. When will you be ready to dive?
We'll dive in 45 minutes.
Bloom.
Sir, would you...
Excuse us, gentlemen. Okay, Bloom. Now get down here on your belly like this. Now to operate the nose camera and the light. They're both in sync, so wherever you point the light, the camera goes there too.
How about the mechanical arm?
That works just like a crane.
Uh-huh.
Pull it back. You retract it. See the stick?
Mm-hmm.
Right side. Nothing hard about it.
How in the hell do you stay so calm?
You know, I had this funny flash when we were bottoming out, sir, that I didn't give a damn one way or the other.
Hit me just the opposite. Hit me just how much I wanted to stay around. Especially with this boat and this crew. Only yesterday I was thinking... It's all over, isn't it?
All set, Captain?
All set.
Lieutenant, you understand this contraption?
Yes, sir. It's not all that different from our own RV-1.
Just remember, any problems, you notify us immediately. Two dead heroes won't help anyone.
Now listen, don't try to take off too much in one bite.
Let's hit it.
Good luck.
Bye.
Thank you.
Snark, do you read me? Over. Snark, do you read me? Over.
Snark, do you read me? Over.
Of course I do.
Have you got him?
Yes, sir.
No problem so far. 200 feet.
Roger.
What's his angle of descent?
Snark, what is your angle of descent? Over.
10 degrees. Increasing 1 degree every 150 feet. 525 feet. There's a little vibration. Nothing to worry about.
Blown.
Moving up on 600 feet.
That shouldn't bring him down very far off, sir.
Too fast. Go on your sonar now.
Passing 1,000 feet.
Go on.
We are turning on the cameras and going on sonar.
She is.
We have a sonar contact. You read us up top? We're taking a little beating down there.
Currently, sir, we're expecting...
Yeah, that's okay. Yes, fine.
Sir, as long as it doesn't pull too deep.
Gates, this is Bennett. Hold on till you get beneath that layer.
Okay, Captain. We'll hold on. Uh-oh, we've lost contact.
That layer must be deflecting your sonar. Decrease your rate of descent. You'll have to make contact visually.
Went up on 1,300 feet. Seems to be settling down.
Neptune, are you getting all this?
We hear it.
Just take a little longer, that's all, Paul.
We'll be here.
You heard the man. Relax.
Relax, yes, sir. Well, you relax?
Yeah, I'm too. Relax, yes, relax.
We all relax.
Yeah.
Coming up on 1,400 feet. My sonar is saturated with reverberations.
Captain, there it is. Down a little. Wait a second. I think I see. Damn, it's hard to see. Light reflections. There. That must be it. Hard to starboard.
Do you see her?
Yeah, Bloom thinks so. We're moving in for a closer look. Can't be this far off.
Easy. In a little closer. A little closer. There. I do see it. Yeah.
sorry, Paul. What we thought was you turned out to be an old sonar target.
Captain Bennett, I'm taking it back up.
How far?
All the way.
We'll try again, Paul.
Roger.
Gates? What happened? Why did you stop looking for her?
I gotta have my own man down there.
And you thought that sufficient reason to abandon the search?
But I'm steered to a 52 DeSoto, yes, sir. It's not your fault. You'd really get the hang of it after a week of lying on your belly looking through those little peepholes. But we haven't got a damn week!
We haven't got time for this either, Gates.
I'm sorry.
You have dived nowhere but Nantucket Sound in that...
contraption.
No, sir. Captain, Lieutenant Bloom is an expert in these waters. He knows the currents. He knows the rock formations.
I don't mean to argue. But please, we can dig those guys out.
Gates, how can you be sure that this man is even physically fit for the job?
Mickey, show him your muscles or something, will you?
I really can't handle it, sir. No kidding.
Sir, Pigeon and DSRV approaching.
Lieutenant Phillips, advise Neptune she's here.
Aye, sir.
There's our rescue vehicle, Gates. We don't want to keep her waiting, so get back on your machine and do what you were sent here to do.
Can I take my chief with me?
Take little Orphan Annie if you need to.
Sir, we've lost communication with Neptune.
Can you fix it?
I don't know. I'm going to have to get behind this control panel.
Oh, God damn it.
What are we going to do, sir? Even if they do get to the hatch now, how are we going to know when...
How do I know? All I know is I'm beginning to feel like a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest.
Are you supposed to be here? Well,
Lieutenant...
Actually,
you on watch?
No, I'm not
then
on watch.
Then get out.
Yes.
What'd you call me? Captain Friendly?
Look, Paul, whatever I said back there...
Let it go.
I want those back shine. Let's go. Tables are free, sir.
How deep was that current, Lair?
1,100 feet. Only lasted for a couple of hundred, but it sure scared the hell out of me.
Well, at least this time we know it's coming.
Snark, this is Bennett. Do you read me? Over.
Roger, Mother Hen. This is Baby Chick. I roger your transmission. How me?
Give me a shot, will you?
Sorry, buddy. There's none left.
Oh.
Jackson.
Hey, hey, why don't you hold this phone?
Sure.
So what would you have done?
What?
Well, if you were on the bridge and you had radar contact on the collision course.
Danny.
I said notify me 3,000 yards.
Danny, what are you talking about?
Well, I can't help thinking.
Hey, whatever it is, forget it.
Yes, I know.
Forget it, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, give me that.
There you go.
Feels like we're coming down the layer. I'm going to try to drop it through faster this time.
That's not gonna help.
I'll be damned if I know what's wrong with it, sir.
Get the wiring diagram.
Yeah, and a 9-pound sledgehammer.
I know how you feel, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Right about 10 degrees. A little more.
Congratulations.
Neptune, do you read? Neptune, do you read? Over. Neptune, do you read? Neptune, do you read? Over.
We'll attempt to make contact.
Thank you.
Sounds like somebody locked in the head. That came from outside and around the deck.
Will clear escape hatch for DSRV.
How about that?
I hope they understood it.
If I did, they did.
Okay, I'm gonna lift her off now.
Okay.
Physical movement unless it's absolutely essential. We do have reserve air in the high pressure system, but we've got to conserve it. We don't know how long this is going to take.
I think they're using chopsticks up there.
Why did you belay that, Chief?
Well, it's good occupational therapy.
Low on juice. We need a recharge.
Go on auxiliary.
You listen, if we do that, we're all
just do it. We can't go up now. We'll be finished in half an hour.
Finish is the word, boy.
Pigeon control, do you read me? This is Captain Bennett. Over.
Have you loud and clear. Over.
The second I say go, we want DSRV underway. Is that understood? Over.
This is Pigeon. Roger. We'll be ready. Out.
Come on.
I'm just checking his power supply.
Just keep going.
Thank you.
They'll never get those now.
All right, check for damages, Abs.
How much more can we take?
I said check for damage, mister. Murphy, get a detail to help up here. If there's any people hurt back there, move them forward.
Come left a little. That's it, steady up.
Yes, at that angle the DSRV can't hook up to her, even if they're still alive.
I'll go and find out.
Roger.
You got anything left here, Dave?
Not much, sir.
He's got them all on mattresses, sir. That's all he can do.
All right. What else?
I don't know.
I will be damned if I know what else.
If we could just apply some high school physics here.
We could shift our balance and we come upright, or at least upright enough to get at that escape hatch. Our ballast tanks are above us and below us now, right? Both of them full of water.
Right.
We can still reach the emergency bypass valves. We could blow the starboard tanks. That'd let the weight of the water in the port tanks roll us over.
It's worth a try.
I like it. First, we can't control how far we roll.
And when we blow the tanks, we blow our reserve air.
That's right. And we don't know if it'd even work. It's pure theory. We don't have many options.
Any?
The Avon lady.
We gotta signal them what we're gonna do. McAllister, bring that wrench.
Yes, sir.
Okay, here it is. It's not too good. They're down to 37 men now.
The hull and the bulkheads are still holding. Their angle is precisely 70 degrees, 70.
Roger.
Hey, there's more.
Blanchard thinks that if he blows his starboard tanks,
the boat may right herself enough so that the DSRV can mate up with the escape hatch. Only thing is, he's not sure whether the tanks are ruptured or not. Also, he has to use all his reserve air to blow them. Over.
Roger, bring the Snark up.
Sir, we just as soon stay down here with them.
That won't be necessary, Gates.
Sir, we've seen it through this far. I really think we should stay with it. We'll come up to 1,300 feet, okay?
Gates. Gates.
Gates?
What's all this wee stuff?
I don't want to hurt your image.
Think he'll take it?
Let's go. I don't want anybody else in there when I open those valves. Come on, everybody out.
Commander.
Thank you.
turning.
Damn it!
You see that, Bennett? That rock stopping her.
Yes. She's caught there. That angle doesn't look good.
Well, less than 60 degrees. It won't work.
We're coming up.
Something's holding us back.
But what is it, Captain?
Take it easy.
What? Sir, what happened back there, sir? Captain? Captain, what happened back there? Captain.
How much air do you calculate they've got left?
No more than 10 to 12 hours, sir.
Gates, that mechanical arm in the Snark, it's fairly versatile, isn't it? Can it handle explosives?
Handle?
Carry them? Place them?
I guess so.
I was thinking, if we could blast away just a section of that rock, there'd be no more obstruction. The sub would roll upright, and the hatch would be cleared.
Captain, your explosion would cave in the whole submarine. There would be no one left to rescue.
Not if we use shaped charges. You see, the blast from a shaped charge goes only in one direction. We could rig it so that it would blow away from the submarine.
We have no demolitions team.
We can get one.
Sir?
Don't touch it, Chief. It's live. Okay, Captain.
What you want to do is very dangerous. I mean, we're taking a live charge down that's all ready to blow and can damn sure go off when we place it.
Will it be ready soon?
Yes, sir. But listen, if it's not placed just right, we're going to put one hell of a hole in that sub.
Well, then, we'll have to place it just right, won't we, Lieutenant?
I'm with you, sir. But I'm here to tell you, it's kind of tricky when you got earth slides and currents. You're using a mechanical arm.
Lieutenant, I know you can do it. After you.
Yes, sir.
Freeze a crowd, huh?
Watch it on television, Mickey.
Everything set? Gates, the men have got to know what's happening down there before the blast. Can you signal them? They're not going to believe it. Not sure I did myself.
Feel drowsy?
Well, maybe a little, sir.
Collins, gangway. Harris, you getting this?
Yes, sir.
Away the rock that's keeping us over at this angle. It'll let us right ourselves. Then comes the DSRV.
Simple?
Oh, yes, you flipped out.
All right. Take it easy. Now listen, everybody keep alert. Really on your toes. That's going to be one hell of a big shockwave hitting this boat. I don't think the door of that control room back there will hold. Chances are we'll lose the next compartment here, too. Maybe it'll act as a cushion. All right, secure all loose gear. Do what you can to protect the injured man. Remember, the boat will roll to port.
Captain, you really think this will work?
Caruso, what can I tell you? We'll either work or blow us to kingdom come.
So the base is flush against that rock.
see Gates?
Why doesn't he shut up?
Yeah, I'm nervous enough as it is.
You're doing great for an amateur.
Thanks, Captain. I needed that. That little plunger up there.
Okay. Bennett, we're coming up.
All right, stand by to bring Snark aboard. Charges will be detonated right after its arrival. Pass the word to DSRV. They will prepare to launch 1 minute after that.
Aye, sir.
Now all hands stand alert on
DSRV launching stations. Be prepared to launch on command. Personnel, take their positions and await launching signal.
Here we go. That's it. Come on. Bring her down. Be ready with the ladder.
Standing by to transfer you to Pigeon, sir.
Thank you.
Do you operate this?
No, sir. Only the lieutenant.
Spotters. Bennett? I'm going back down.
Gates?
I have to. How else are we gonna know?
All right. But go easy, will you?
Don't get too close, Captain.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me? Come on! I gotta get in there first.
Two's a crowd this time, Mickey.
Now, wait a minute. Just hold
it. Take
it
down.
Sir...
All right, let's go.
Both the DSRV and Snark on this?
Aye, sir.
DSRV, this is Bennett.
Stand by.
Roger. Standing by to launch.
Gates, give yourself a safe margin.
As long as I can see her.
1300, Gates. That's close enough.
Make it 1400. I'll throw in an extra pair of pants.
Hold on tight.
I got a good grip. Here we go.
All right.
prepare to detonate.
Waters, this is Bennett. Stand by for countdown.
15 seconds from... Mark.
14. 13. 12. 11. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6.
5. 4. 3. 2. 1.
Execute!
Apartment's flooded, right?
Sure is, Captain.
And let's start getting the badly injured men up to the escape hatch. They'll be the first ones out. Come on, move it. They'll be here any minute.
Captain, I think my camera's out.
Caruso, no personal belief.
Stick it in your shirt.
One at a time.
That's it. Be careful.
Here's your footing.
Come on.
Easy.
Tell her to call for a bucket of chicken.
Yeah. What took you so long?
Hand down the oxygen.
Not too stable here.
Hook those up down there.
All right, shoes off, everybody.
Let's move it. We haven't got all day.
Come on, guys.
Caruso, give me some help.
Yeah. Fowler, you're in the first mode.
But sir, I think I should
knock it off. It's in order.
Yes, sir.
Easy, sir.
Come on.
Watch his rings. All right. Keep it moving.
I got you.
Come on, come on. Take it easy.
Pigeon control. Come in. Over. Pigeon control.
We read you. Over.
Captain Bennett here. Is the first load coming up yet?
This is Pigeon. First load of rescuees to board the DSRV. They're lifting off at this time.
Roger.
SRV in sight.
Sir.
Somebody's following us. Let's go.
Welcome aboard, sir.
Thanks.